This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We've heard about GMOs for quite a long time, especially on the Power Hour. You know, with Joyce and with myself, it's a problem. And sometimes we get overwhelmed and we just, you know, we hear the term and it starts to lose meaning. Yeah, we know. Jeffrey Smith, our next guest, has been on several times. We're very excited to have him on. He made the movie Genetic Roulette. He documented the health risks and what have you. He's written the book Seeds of Deception. He is an extreme advocate, consumer advocate for non-GMO choices. And he was also named the 2017 Person of the Year by Masters of Health magazine. Masters of Health magazine, that's what we want, health. We're very glad to welcome Jeffrey back to the Power Hour. Welcome on the Power Hour, Jeffrey.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, usually for these type of interviews, we, you know, start with basic information, what is a GMO, what have you. I think we're going to work from backwards to front, and I think you would agree. This will probably get people's attention because they've heard this before. You have a groundbreaking peer review study that tells us a lot about what happens when we stop eating GMOs. So why don't we start there?
That's great. So I started asking audiences at lectures in 2012, what have you noticed when you switched to non-GMO and largely organic food? People would raise their hand and tell us, and I'd say, okay, so how many others have noticed that improvement? And there was a consistency and a dramatic nature to these stories. And it was a variety. The number one response was always digestive improvements, and then number two was always increased energy and reduced brain fog. But the others were weight loss and allergies and skin conditions and autism and cancer and kidney problems and blood pressure and blood sugar. It went on and on, and we had a sense of about the frequency of these because I had 150 lectures. I was also giving talks at a lot of medical conferences, so the doctors were talking about the results from prescribing non-GMO diets to their patients. And so they were representing, in some cases, several thousand patients' experience. So then when we finally surveyed our list at the Institute for Responsible Technology, we asked them, what did you get better from when you switched to non-GMO? 3,256 people reported improvements in 28 different conditions, and of course the number one was digestive, with 85% saying their digestive health improved, and it was a significant improvement. About 80% of those people, it was either a significant improvement that their condition was nearly gone or completely recovered. And the next was increased energy, the next was weight, being able to lose weight, the next was brain fog, and then there was all sorts of things like pain and anxiety and depression and skin conditions and allergies, the same kind of thing, sleeplessness, gluten sensitivity. It's a long list, and it's a list that is consistent and compelling, and you wonder, well, is it possible that it's the GMOs? Well, it turns out when livestock, like pigs, are taken off of GMO feed and put onto non-GMO feed, their veterinarians or farmers report similar improvements when pets are put onto an organic pet food. Their pet owners and veterinarians report similar improvements. And when laboratory animals are subjected to GMOs and Roundup in laboratory conditions, they suffer from either similar conditions or the precursors to those conditions. And if you look specifically at the characteristics of GMOs and the Roundup herbicide that's sprayed on most GMOs, you can explain the link and explain why we believe that it's not just coincidence that these same diseases and disorders are rising sharply in the United States in parallel with the increased use of GMOs and Roundup sprayed on the GMOs.
What year would you say that, you know, I know there's been GMO wheat for, you know, decades. About what year in the American food supply did GMOs become really prevalent?
Well, first of all, it turns out that wheat, it was not genetically engineered in the way that I talk about it. It's been genetically altered. It's been genetically altered because of crossbreeding, etc. And it's been selectively bred. But the genetic engineering that I'm talking about is going into a laboratory and either transferring genes between species or editing genes, moving the genes around, but not combining mother and father genes. That's not the kind of genetic modification that I'm talking about. So
you're talking about science. You're talking about in the lab, somebody took our food and was making a science experiment from it, not by hybridization or breeding or crossbreeding. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. So typically, let's say you want to create a genetically engineered corn plant that produces its own toxic insecticide that breaks open little holes in the walls of the guts of insects to kill them. That's called DT toxin, and it's in most of the corn grown in the United States by far. So you would take soil bacteria that has this natural insecticide in it, and you'd find the DNA, make millions of copies, coat little tiny pieces of tungsten or gold, and then shoot those pellets into a plate of corn cells, or use bacteria to infect it, and then clone those cells into corn plants, and now you have a little gene-sized spray bottle in every cell of the plant, which creates this BT toxin. Unfortunately, the BT toxin also pokes holes in human cells, and that we'll get into that. But that's how you do it. It's not natural. It's not through sexual reproduction. It's either using a gene gun or bacterial infection or other types of genetic constructs in a laboratory. Then you add cloning, and then you end up with massive collateral damage in the DNA. Getting back to your question, though, the answer is in 1996, that's when GM soy came on the market, GM corn on the market, some canola, a little bit of cotton, and so those are the four main ones, and then they expanded to include alfalfa, which is used as hay and sugar beets for sugar, and those are the ones that are in large part in our food supply. The cotton is used for cottonseed oil, and then there's also some zucchini, yellow squash, papaya, apples, and potatoes, and in Canada there's now GM salmon. So those are the only genetically modified foods. If you don't count, and we should count, the meat, milk, and eggs from animals that are fed GMOs, because that also carries unique risks.
Okay, we're going to get into all that. Let's back up and go to your study, because this is, I mean, is it too, am I exaggerating by saying that this is really groundbreaking? Would that be exaggeration, or is this really groundbreaking?
It is groundbreaking, because what it does, In a film that we're going to be releasing soon called Secret Ingredients, about families and individuals who heal from serious conditions when they switch to organic, Dr. David Perlmutter, who's a best-selling author of Grain Brain and Brain Maker, he said the plural of anecdote is data. When you repeat the same experience over and over again, then you can quantify. And that's what we did. I mean, when I asked people at 150 lectures, there were thousands of people responding, and they were doctors representing even thousands more. But when we actually have the numbers associated with different diseases and conditions, now we can compare the relative frequency. What percentage of people get recover from gluten sensitivity or autoimmune disease or Parkinson's or cancer or autism or diabetes? What percentage get digestive disorders, etc.? And so what I did, and you can actually read the study. I'll give you a link so you can go to it. And not only is there the 21-page peer-reviewed article that gets thick with science and 200 references, but more importantly, there's a summary of it that's just a few pages on the same page that I'm about to give. And that page is easy to remember. It says, Non-GMOs Improve Health. GMOs, non-GMOs, improve health. And you could read the study, and it also, in addition to the summary of the study, I do an interview with a pediatrician who's also in my upcoming film with Amy Hart, Secret Ingredients. The pediatrician talks about how the results in the study correlate exactly with her experience in her practice, where she puts individuals on a organic diet and they get better from these type of diseases and disorders. On the same page, by the way, I have a gift for your listeners. You can sign up to be not only informed when the film will be ready, but I'm going to give you a free ebook, my second book called Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Dangers of Genetically Engineered Foods, and as well an update, a video update of what's happened since that was published 10 years ago, so you'll have an up-to-date understanding of the health dangers, far more than we can get into in this hour.
The website, non-GMOs, that's plural with an S, GMOs with an S, non-GMOsimprovehealth.com, non-GMOsimprovehealth.com. And I looked at the study a little bit, or I didn't look at the study, I looked at the summary. So if you don't want to read the whole study or it's too much for you, then just go to the summary, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty interesting stuff. Let me ask you, we got two minutes or so before the first break. When people, I mean, your information is coming into conflict with some pretty big industry. When you talk about Roundup, and you mentioned Roundup a lot, I mean, Monsanto is about as big as it gets. Have you had difficulty with this information? Have you had conflict? Have you had pressure put on you as you found out this information?
Well, there's no pressure on me. I mean, I've actually interviewed a lot of people that have had pressure where they were basically looking at losing their job if they spoke out, or they in fact got kicked out of their job or lost funding or were lost credibility. What the biotech industry does to me, since I have no boss, I run my own institute, I can't get fired, is they simply try to discredit me. But they don't simply try to do it. They actually have hired people, private investigators, they've hired so-called scientists. They've created websites against me, films against me. They have a whole troll brigade that tries to stop anything that's against GMOs or Roundup anywhere on the net, whether I produce it or not. But we have documented how they basically try to control the message, and they control often major media, and they have collusion with regulators, and they can control with tremendous influence members of Congress and even presidents. And they also have tremendous influence in academia and also among farmer organizations. And we have documented how they do this and what their lies are, and we have corrected the lies. And, of course, they have billions of dollars, and we have $1.95. But we stretch our dollars to reach lots of people. Speaking of which, I have to be, because I run a nonprofit and I haven't been asking for money enough for the last few years, my staff says, please ask people for money, even if it's not easy. So at responsibletechnology.org, which is where you're going to be ending up if you go to non-GMOsimprovehealth.com, if you would like, please make a donation, because we have a staff that runs on that fuel, and we want to work as we are around the world. I've been to 45 countries and given 1,000 lectures, but we have much bigger plans than we're able to afford right now.
Very good. We're to our first break, and good segment, good information. Jeffrey Smith, non-GMOsimprovehealth.com is the page where you can get this study. Groundbreaking, so that people can point. It's not just talk anymore. We got something to point to. Here's data. You know, scientists like data. Okay, here's some data. Look at this. We'll be back after this.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We're talking to Jeffrey Smith, author, renowned author, renowned advocate for non-GMO options for your health. We love having him on, and his information, Genetic Roulette, of course, that's what he's probably most known for, Seeds of Deception, that book. ResponsibleTechnology.org is one of the sites. Non-GMOsImproveHealth.com is a page where you can see the study that we're talking about. Really groundbreaking. Jeffrey, we have a short segment here, so we'll, whatever we don't finish up, we'll get to on the other side. But I thought it was really ingenious that you seem to have went at this at a different angle. You know, trying to get something proved, you know, we've seen that with other subjects technologically, scientifically. Go find a study to prove that, you know, cigarettes cause cancer, whatever, in the 20s, in the 30s, in the 40s. Go find whatever. It's very difficult for that study to get the proper funding, to get the proper attention, what have you. You went at this in a totally different way. Okay, we won't even go there. We'll see what happens to people when they stop eating GMOs, and then we'll study that. I thought that was pretty ingenious. Was that intentional?
Yes, the thing is, I spoke for years about the rat studies and the things that went wrong inside the makeup of the GMOs, and I gave lectures and represented the scientists and was very cautious in my wording, and GMOs might do this and could do this, and I started introducing the medical community in 2006 to these points. And I would go back every year to certain medical conferences. And in 2009, I went to a conference, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. They were going to give me an award for advancing the cause of environmental medicine. And I brought a video camera, and I started interviewing the doctors. And when I interviewed the doctors, they didn't speak like scientists who, you know, they say, converging lines of evidence suggest that I might be cold. And they don't say anything definite. But these These doctors were totally on board saying GMOs cause inflammation. GMOs cause my allergenic patients to have stronger allergies. And one woman said that basically everyone gets better when they go on a non-GMO diet. I said, how many of you prescribed a non-GMO diet to? She said 5,000 people. So I went to her office and interviewed her patients, and sure enough, dramatic recovery. So I was actually surprised. As I say in this article that I've written that's summarized in that non-GMOsimprovehealth.com, I was actually skeptical about the fact that individuals would come up to me and claim that they felt better from different disorders or could tell when they were on a GMO versus not a GMO. I was skeptical. I thought it was going to be some kind of, you know, subtle trend we could pick up in an epidemiological data showing a rise in a particular disease. I did not expect it to happen in some cases so quickly. But when I heard from the doctors, and later I heard, for example, from a woman who stood up at a lecture I was giving at MIT. She said, my son was 6.5-year-old, was violent and out of control. They wanted to kick him out of school. I saw your film, Genetic Roulette, and changed his diet, and everything went away. All the problems disappeared. I said, how long did it take? She said, 1 week. And then she said, within a month,
oh, my word.
She said, within a month, I had a new son. And the same kind of thing, if you watch the interview with Dr. Michelle Perro on that page that I've given you, she has the same. She told me that many of the parents that she talks to say, I don't recognize my own child anymore. They've changed so much. They're so improved. So I have completely rethought about the impact of GMOs and Roundup on health and on behavior. Because there's one person that says, you know, their son was acting out and had trouble breathing, and the school would call home every day complaining. She switched to the diet, and now there's no more complaints except the days after the son eats at the other grandparents' house where they're not on board. So it's an interesting situation. For some people, it's an instant response. Some people, it's a dramatic response. And I think it's good enough for everyone to try switching to organic diet for several weeks and to take notes. Do a diary. Figure out what the impact is on your symptoms, on your energy level, on your mood, your level of depression, anxiety, happiness. And it turns out, if you look at the nature of GMOs and Roundup, it can explain these things. For example, we just talked about anxiety and depression. If I mention the word serotonin, everyone goes, aha, it's a hormone that's related to stress and happiness, etc. Well, serotonin levels may be dramatically affected by eating GMOs. Most GMOs are designed to be sprayed with Roundup herbicide. They're called Roundup Ready. So we take in a lot of Roundup herbicide when we eat the soy, corn, cotton, canola, etc. Now, the Roundup, in fact, can damage the microbiome, the gut bacteria living inside us, because it's an antibiotic, and that could cause a change in the serotonin levels produced either by the bacteria, gut bacteria itself, or the precursors, or the serotonin cells along the gut wall. And that could explain it. That's one example.
We're coming on a break. Obviously, with autism, a lot of research. Russell Blaylock, I know the gut-brain connection. Gut has a ton of things to do with your health that you wouldn't think, at least at first thought. I never did. Just started listening to the Power Hour. We'll be back with Jeffrey Smith, GMOs. We're going
to
get
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Jeffrey Smith, author of the film Genetic Roulette, Seeds of Deception, and just an incredible advocate and knowledge base, as you can hear. If you're just now joining us, please go back and listen to this interview about the study that he did. He didn't go say, we're going to try to prove GMOs cause diabetes or cause infertility. Really ingenious how went looking at doctors, looking at the medical community, they're all on board, at least some of them were, enough of them were, where we're going to tell Jeffrey about the results when our patients get on a non-GMO diet and what happens to the patients. That's data. That's anecdotal evidence turning into data. I love that. Our children, I mean, we don't eat a perfect diet here, but we are conscious, and we try to do as good as we can and try to limit certain things, especially in our children, what they're eating, what they're not eating. when our children go to a birthday party or they go to a relative's house and we don't make a point to make sure what they eat, I mean, it kind of gets overbearing. But when our children go and eat some crap, and you know it's some sugary, nasty candy or something that they're not used to eating, they come back home and act like lunatics. And it's like, oh, I see where ADD comes from. Here it is.
In our film, we do this. We have the exact same discussion. In fact, it's a really humorous thing. We had the premiere of the film 3 weeks ago at a film festival, and people laughed because there was a family that had 21 chronic conditions between the five of them, serious stuff. The son was autistic, and the mother was paralyzed and depressed and all these different things because she couldn't move. And they started experimenting with food because she studied nutrition, and they started taking things out of the diet, getting a little better and getting a little better. When they learned about GMOs and Roundup, they switched to organic, and all the problems went away. So now the whole family is clued in, and so when they go to birthday parties, they create their own food, so that she calls ahead, finds out what they're serving, and then she creates a healthy version of it. And the kids are, what happens is, when they serve the cake, the crap cake, to everyone else, the kids look at the mother and say, it's going to happen now. And so the kids start taking it, and they're eating the blue cake and all this stuff, and within 20 minutes, they go wild, and there's all sorts of terrible behavior that results. The kids are just out of control. The parents are trying to control them, and no one's putting it together except this quiet family that's sitting there watching and going, yep, it happened again. The food is completely taking them out of their calm zone and made them all crazy.
Let me ask you about this diet, because people are listening. I mean, myself, I'm sitting here trying to analyze my diet, what I can do. And we do better than most Americans, and we're pretty conscious, but we're not perfect by any means. For people who maybe know nothing about GMOs or just hearing this, can they make partial changes in their diet and that makes a difference, or do they have to make 100% change? We'll talk about that a little bit.
Excellent question. So, everyone's different. I have heard people who listened or watched the movie Genetic Roulette and went home and literally threw everything out from their cupboards and replaced it with organic stuff. And I've heard from people, as you will in the film, Secret Ingredients, that just replaced one thing at a time, maybe starting with the milk and this thing, maybe starting with, and just moving more and more. There was a family, I should say that the family with the 21 chronic conditions, their autistic son is no longer autistic. They were able to overcome that.
Let me pause you right there. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I guess I did. So say that again. So the child was autistic, and then go over that case. What did do, and what happened to the child?
There's actually two families that switched to organic, and both autistic sons are no longer on the spectrum, according to the diagnosis.
Hold on. Yeah. You mean they were, when I say they were, I mean, there's a big spectrum. They were autistic to the point where they were disassociating, they didn't communicate well. I mean, how autistic were they?
So in the case, both didn't speak for a long time. And the Stephen in the family with five members, he was having some difficulty speaking, difficulty connecting with people, taking a long time to do his work. He was always in a mainstream classroom, so he wasn't in a severe side, but he had definitely difficulty speaking. And he then now is a straight-A student, comfortable speaking, and not on the spectrum whatsoever. The other boy, similar. He didn't speak. Now he has some little trouble speaking, but he's off the spectrum. In my last movie, Genetic Roulette, there were three parents that described improvements in their autistic sons. And in this movie, Secret Ingredients, the pediatrician, Michelle Perro, makes it very clear. She says, autism is curable, and sometimes it's just a change in the diet, but it all depends on how deep they are in the spectrum and the particulars of that particular, son or daughter. I mean, I know a family whose twin boys grew up eating organic, and they're autistic, and they're still autistic. So it doesn't actually work with everyone, but we do think that there is a very strong correlation and a very strong causation. And it's interesting. I was talking to Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who is a senior research scientist at MIT. And she was studying autism, and she was finding all these. She was an expert at computer generation of information, so she could suck all the big data out of the internet and then analyze all of these data at once. And she was looking at what the physiological changes were in autistic kids and the specific behavioral changes. And she could say, I could tell, based on the physiological changes, why they acted the way they did. But she couldn't figure out what the environmental toxin was that promoted it. And she studied all these toxins, pulled together all the data and all the properties of all these toxins, and never found it until she went to a two-hour lecture by Dr. Don Huber, professor emeritus from Purdue, and he was talking all about glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup. And she told me that she was on the edge of her seat because it fit perfectly everything she was looking for, all of the modes of action, and it chelates minerals, and it's an antibiotic, it's a mitochondrial toxin, all of these things that glyphosate does fit perfectly into what could be causing this spike, the spike in autism. So she and others got all the data on autism and plotted it along with the increased use of Roundup on GMOs, and the figure was nearly a perfect match. If you had a perfect match, it would be a R value of 1. The R value was 0.997 when you compared the autism rate at 6 years old in the United States with the previous 4 years of glyphosate spraying on GMO soy and corn. And so she is convinced, as many are, that there's a very, very strong causal reason why glyphosate causes or exacerbates autism. They talk about the fact that it messes up the gut bacteria, that it causes leaky gut, that it chelates minerals, making them unavailable, that there's mitochondrial problems. And all this is laid out in the film Secret Ingredients. And so it certainly is worth a family's investment if they have a kid on the spectrum or presenting any chronic condition, which is most kids and most adults, to switch to organic and see what happens. You know, you say, does it require a lot? Does it require a little? If you're going to do it only for a month as an experiment, go whole hog, because you don't want to just do a little and go for a month and then find that it's not worth it and realize years later that it was, in fact, the GMOs and Roundup, but you just didn't give it a long enough time or take enough out. So it depends on if you have control over your food, if you can find organic food, but here's my recommendation. Switch to organic and take notes and see what happens. Now, we can spend the rest of the hour, if we want, identifying what the specific symptoms and health problems are and tracking it down to what GMOs could do to you, what BT toxin could do to you, what Roundup could do to you. But it's all in the article at non-GMOsimprovehealth.com. In fact, we spend a great deal of time summarizing all the different research and the modes of action of those three. What's important is our experience. And I'll tell you, at this point, I mean, from being skeptical 12 years ago that people could even feel the difference, now I am so confident because I have heard more testimonies on this than anyone in the world. And it does not surprise me. In fact, every time I tell this story about my findings, I'm usually hearing someone say, that's my situation or that's my friend's situation, and they don't realize how common it is.
Let me ask you about are there specific food? Is it just basically no GMOs? Just get all GMOs out of your diet. Is that kind of the change, or are there specific things? You know, hey, you know, stick to these type of foods or these type of foods. Detox, Roundup better, or what?
So here's the thing. I talk about organic now. I used to talk more about non-GMO. The reason I talk about organic is because Roundup is not just sprayed on GMOs. It's also sprayed on non-GMO crops, like wheat, barley, oats, rye, potatoes, sweet potatoes, etc. And so rather than just avoiding GMOs, we say eat organic. And I'll answer the rest of the question after the break.
Yes, and maybe some sources on get some. I know it's hard to get organic food on some of these levels, so maybe we'll talk about that also. Jeffrey Smith, this has been fantastic to be with you. One segment coming up. Don't go anywhere. 4 minutes. We'll be right back.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dogs, and we went through various foods all their life. One of my dogs, I got two dogs, they're actually twins, two girls. They're getting old. I mean, they're, you know, 11 plus years old. And one of them was having some hip problems. When I say hip problems, you know, troubles getting upstairs, what have you, it's starting to get noticeable. It's hard to get up for them. And, you know, I don't know. I had another interview with somebody, and it just kind of clicked on their food. We had switched their food. For a while, they've been on this cheaper food, what have you. I said, forget it. We're getting the expensive food. We're getting the Blue Buffalo, the good stuff. We're going to try to get something to see what happens. So we did. And less than a month, Jeffrey, and she did not, she could get up. I mean, she's still older and a little bigger, but she did not have anything like the problems like she did. I mean, less than a month, it went away like magic.
You know, it's not magic. It's actually predictable. I'll tell you, I was talking to Dr. Michael Fox, who's the syndicated columnist behind Animal Doctor. He's got 25 to 30 million readers. He said when GMOs came on the scene, the pet foods are the result of the byproducts of the human food industry. And so they were eating the same GMOs the humans were. And he started getting letter after letter from pet owners where all of a sudden they had intractable diarrhea in their dogs or cats. They had skin conditions, allergies, itching. And he said, get them off the GMOs. He said he has a file cabinet full of letters saying it worked. I got them off the GMOs. So now we say, get your dog or cat on organic food. Go to petsandgmos.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We're going to let you know. We're going to have you receive a short film, about 10 minutes. We're just in the final stages of production, where there's 7 veterinarians who say when they put their animals on organic food, they get better. And we're talking about cancer and also all these other things. In fact, in our survey, we had 3,256 people talking about themselves, but 80 people filled out the survey on behalf of their pets. And a lot of the problems with the pets that got better are the same ones that got better in human beings, because they're eating the same crap and the same GMOs, and we had the pet food tested for the amount of glyphosate or Roundup residues, and it was higher than the average human diet. And then we also saw some urine tests of glyphosate in the urine, and it was off the charts, way more than humans. Now, how do you explain that? It's because they're getting the glyphosate from two ways. They're getting it in their food, and they're getting it absorbed through their paws on the grass, where have glyphosate sprayed. So they go outside, they end up rolling around on the lawn where the neighbor or the parks person has just sprayed Roundup. They absorb tons of it. Roundup is a class 2A carcinogen. The glyphosate in it is a class 2A carcinogen, according to the World Health Organization. They said it's a probable human carcinogen, but it is a definite animal carcinogen. Right now, dogs are suffering cancer, 1 out of 2 dogs. Someone told me it was 1 out of every 1.6 dogs. Dogs have more cancer than any other mammal on the planet, and they're being exposed to a carcinogen, Roundup's glyphosate, more than humans are. And we have plenty of humans that we think are getting cancer from that. So it is an absolute emergency that the 185 billion pets in the United States get taken off the GMO and glyphosate-laden foods and put on organic. So we're actually going to come up with a lot more materials in the next 2 months on pets and GMOs. So if you go to that site, if you have a dog or a cat, please sign up to receive a newsletter, and you will be informed as we bring you more lab results and recommendations for specific pet food. Right.
Okay. I have 2 big questions, and we have a little time, so let's try to get these as quick as we can. I think a lot of people have the same question. The first one is, you know, hey, I want to do this. I don't even know where to go to get all this food. I mean, at Walmart, they sell a good bit of organic, more than they used to, certainly, but certainly not everything. I can't change my whole diet. Are there some suggestions? What can I do there?
Yes. If you can't buy organic for all the food categories, go to non-GMOshoppingguide.com. Non-GMO Shopping Guide is one of our sites, you can tell we have a lot, that lists all of the products that are verified by the non-GMO project. That's the little seal you'll see on more and more products that looks like a butterfly. Okay, so we support that version of non-GMO. It's third-party verified. It's a public standard. It's a good one. So if you can't, like, there's certain foods like oats. For oats, just get organic because oats are sprayed with Roundup, but there's tremendous amounts of glyphosate residues in oats. Same thing with wheat. Not as much as oats, but oats are huge. If you can, buy organic in all the categories, but if you can't, at least buy non-GMO. Now, there's another point here. There's 2 things I want to say that sound contradictory. One is, if you end up eating non-organic food and you end up being exposed to GMOs, don't worry about it. Why? Because worrying is toxic, and the GMO is toxic. Now you end up with 2 toxins. So just don't worry. We have to just do what we can. The second thing is, as you're listening to this, you're going to be motivated. If you wait an hour, 3 days, a week, it becomes less and less motivating dramatically. So if you're motivated to make a change, make the commitment before the end of this interview. To make it, write something down, do something, take a step, decide to go to a natural products food store, go to the farmer's market, put it on your calendar, make the step to do it. Because the thing is, so many people will delay, and they'll try to get it in a year, or maybe after they see the film when it comes out later, and they'll do it, and they say, oh, I should have done it when I heard it first. So it's really important. Don't let the government tell you what is healthy. The FDA was in bed, and so was the EPA, in bed with Monsanto. The person in charge of policy at the FDA was Monsanto's former attorney.
Later, Monsanto we got 2 minutes left.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's a good point. Okay. I'm going to make a commitment right now. I'm going to go further. I'm going to talk with my wife. As soon as this interview gets done, I'm going to find her, and then we're going to make a decision. I'm going to make the... You've inspired me. You really inspired me.
Thank you.
My last question I'm going to leave with you. In the 20s, early as the 20s, there was scientific evidence. I mean, some doctors, scientists knew that that cigarettes were causing cancer. It wasn't until 40 years later that a warning got on the pack of cigarettes. It took about 40 years for basically the public consciousness to turn. Are we reaching a tipping point? Is this thing about to turn? And when is in Europe, they reject GMOs. Is America about to turn this point?
The good news is the tipping point has begun, and it is not a political tipping point. It is not policy-driven. It is the food companies realizing that there's over 150 million Americans concerned about the health dangers of GMOs, seeking non-GMO products, so they are now advertising on television that their products like Nestle's coffee creamer and other things, which you wouldn't think are in the healthy category, they're advertising as non-GMO. So the tipping point is underway because of our individual choices. So the tipping point for non-GMO is underway. Organic is not as big a tipping point, but we suggest go to organic if you can, non-GMO if you can't get the organic.
This has been a fantastic interview. Fantastic. Jeffrey, I've really enjoyed what you're doing, or enjoyed our interview. I commend you, my friend. People like you are really punching a hole in the New World Order and the attack on our health. So be healthy, be happy. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Everybody, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Coming early next week, I think the second day of the week, I believe. Catherine just emailed me. I think it's the second day. Jerome Corsi is going to be on. Real excited to have Jerome back on. Everybody, have a fantastic week. Go hug your children. Be the greatest influencer in their lives. Be the solution right now. You have the power. You do right now. God bless you. So good to be with you.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.